And it means God passes over. In the language of most of the creeds, he chooses those, his elect, for salvation, and the rest he passes over.
Right. And I think that's a good way to view it. He chooses not to choose them.
Another question we received on the same subject, how does divine election then mesh with human responsibility? You've sort of referred to that to say we bear the responsibility for the bad things we do. How does that work then if God is sovereign?
Look, this is the greatest mystery to people. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, 40 years of teaching the Bible. This is the question of all questions that you get asked in every single question and answer session you do, no matter where you are on the planet. How can we be held responsible for our sin and our judgment when God chooses who is going to be saved? And the answer is, I don't know. All I know is what the Bible says. Man is responsible for his own sin. He is held responsible for his own unbelief. He is therefore culpable. He is condemned because he will not believe. That's what Jesus said. You're condemned because you believe not. Jesus even said, you will not come to me that you might have life. Now, how that resolves rationally is a great challenge, because I've never been able to resolve that in my mind. All I know is God holds all sinners responsible, and they are judged as culpable and guilty and condemned because they refuse to believe the gospel. On the other hand, people who are saved because of the sovereign power of God. Now, perhaps the best way to help people with the question is to simply say, this is a mystery that's consistent with trying to mesh human thinking with the divine mind. And I like to illustrate it by saying this. If I ask you who wrote the book of Romans, what are you going to say? Well, you're going to say, Paul wrote the book of Romans. Then you're going to stop and say, well, wait a minute. The Holy Spirit wrote the book of Romans. Well, so who's responsible for the book of Romans? Is it Paul who's responsible for it? Well, yes, every word came out of his mind, his vocabulary. But yet, it's inspired by God. Every word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. You have the same dilemma. You have a fully responsible and accountable Paul, who's not a mechanic, but who's writing out of his own heart, his own mind, and yet you have every word coming from the Holy Spirit. How can it be all Paul and all the Holy Spirit? It's a mystery again. Or I ask the question, who lives your Christian life? And that's a simple question. And when I ask people that question, they just stop in their tracks like, what? Who lives your Christian life? Well,